Me!
This is what you hear at the website savethewords.org.
Hello?
Roll your cursor over the homepage, and you will hear one voice after another imploring you.
Choose me! Yo! Pick me!
The homepage is a patchwork of signs and labels, each one displaying a single word. And not just any word, obscure words, words in such disuse that they have been bounced from the dictionaries. Maybe that's because we don't need a word anymore for having the qualities of a gentleman, which is, of course, squiriferous, or having the qualities of a shrub, frutescent. Or maybe it's just that in making way for new words like blog and bromance, staycation and chillax, we use up the lexicological shelf space that used to accommodate words like assectation, following something else, or drolic, which describes puppet shows. These old, endangered words, and there are dozens like them, are on the savethewords.org website, where they are available for adoption. You sign up for a word, and you promise to use it in conversation and correspondence as frequently as possible. Edward Ong is one of the people behind this. Mr. Ong is a creative director at Young & Rubicam Advertising Agency in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Y&R designed the ad campaign for the print edition of the Oxford English Dictionary for Malaysia and Singapore. We querulated him earlier about his motives.
One of the problems we were facing is that many people prefer to use the online dictionary. So we thought, why not get them to cultivate a love for words and then push them back to the physical dictionary that they were using?
Yes, he's in it for the money. He's a philargist. And it turned out that the very success of the website was absolutely beautifying.
The next thing we know, that the site kept crashing, and we were wondering, what in the world? We found that a lot of people have adopted it, a lot of bloggers have used it, a lot of people are talking about it.
Proof that words that may not be common, but aren't vapis either, just might prove plebicular in the end.
Hello? Yo, pick me!
Me!
Yo!
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.